It's 24 minutes to 11, live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
We're very fortunate to have very talented people come on a weekly basis. Both you and I often say we can't believe the quality of people that are out there that we need to express and let our listeners know about. And I'm really delighted to have in the studios a person that we've had on before, a very talented young person. Mitchell Old, thanks for being with us here today.
It's terrific to be here.
You're an amazing person. You started a business called Mitchell Old Company. Tell That's our it. Listeners, take us back in a little bit of history about what brought that on and where you're at with it at the minute.
Absolutely. So, yeah, the Mitchell Old Company was formed in October of last year out of a lack of opportunities, especially after COVID. But even before then, it was very hard for young emerging artists to find professional opportunities for themselves. So I went about creating a way to, one, create a professional opportunity for myself, but also for many others in the industry. So we debuted with our production of The Last 5 Years in the wonderful Pioneer Theatre in Castle Hill. And that was met with rave reviews. We sold out most of our shows, which was absolutely fantastic. It was a fantastic response from the Hills community. And yes, the day after we closed that show, we launched straight into the new one, which is Heathers the Musical, playing in the ARA Darling Quarter Theatre in Darling Harbour.
And we're going to talk about that in a moment, but let's just go back to your original theatre play, The Last 5 Years. At the end of that night, the curtains close, everyone goes home. What did you learn from that experience?
Well, that was an emotional roller coaster, to say the least. It's something about being in a theatre for that period of that week. You're on such a high, and the whole the rest of the world's kind of just blocked out. You're just in there completely, because we were doing from 8 a.m. till midnight every day. But yeah, then after that, it's all gone and it just stops. We were lucky to have we filmed the production for a digital viewing, and we got to relive that experience afterwards. But yeah, it was the only thing getting me through that week was, okay, what are we doing next? We need to do something next. We need to get cracking so that we build on the momentum that we have and the phenomenal experience that we just created.
Now, we know you are a great saxophone player, and we know that well. Is the saxophone getting lots of love at the moment?
Look, I'm going to say unfortunately not. I can't lie. The saxophone's not getting a lot of love right now. But luckily, this next show does have a saxophone part. Not that I'm playing it. We have a fun, wonderful reed player. But no, I won't be playing it. But who knows? It might make a feature sometime soon.
As an artistic director who can play the saxophone, but you get other people, you can do audio engineering, you can do directing, you can do a lot of things, but in a lot of cases you're not doing them now. How does that feel? Is it liberating, or do you have a bit of thinking, well, if that was me? Share how you feel in that case.
Yeah, I mean, fundamentally that's giving up a lot of control, which is something that has been a joy to do. But it's been tough. But no, I mean, firstly, just musical directing. So I'm not music directing this show. I'm directing the show. So I'm in charge of the acting and the general design of the show. But in terms of music directing, we have the wonderful Harry Alexander who's doing that. He's currently studying at the Con now. And at first, I was obviously concerned about that. But then seeing him in action and seeing the work that he's done, it's absolutely phenomenal. And he's done a far better job than I could do, because he has that experience. He has that depth of knowledge. Incredibly grateful to have him on board.
Where do you get your inspiration from in the terms? Do you try through theatre? And we're going to talk about a cabaret that you had, a marvellous cabaret. Do you try to tell the audience about values and things like that? Is there a story behind the story?
There absolutely is. And I think the themes for each show change. I mean, the nature of the show that we're doing now is very different from the last 5 years. But it has a real female empowerment vein going through it. The female characters are incredibly strong. And seeing their journey throughout the show is something that we've really focused on, and something that I think is particularly important, even especially today. And it touches on a lot of deep themes that a lot of younger younger and older people are dealing with. It's an inherently relatable musical with just so many of these universal themes. And I think, yeah, as a director, I'm constantly thinking about where we're taking the audience and subverting expectations and then the final message and impression that they get at the end.
I think that's incredible, because we do love to go to a journey. I mean, we can sit there and just let time go by, and that was great. But often many of us like to start at a point and walk with you through that. So we might talk a little bit about that. We might go to a little break. It's absolutely wonderful to have Mitchell Old in the studios talking about his company and some exciting new theatre that's coming up. We're going to talk a little bit more about that after the break.
Alive 90.5.
It's 12 minutes to 11. Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Really delighted to have in the studios a young person, and I know that's probably not politically or correct, but a person who oozes so much energy, so much dynamism, and it's Mitchell. It's just fantastic to have you here with us today.
It's terrific to be here. Thank you for having me.
Mitchell, in life, people either help us go forward or go back, and I'd rather focus on people who help us go forward. You've had lots of people during your life through school, and we were just talking during the break, but there's a bit of a shout out really to someone that really took you to another level. Can you tell us who that was and how that came about?
Absolutely. It was such a chance interaction, but after our last performance, I had a woman come up to me in the audience, and she said, "Oh, the show was fantastic. My son's a director. You should reach out to him." And I was like, "Oh yeah, sure, whatever." Anyway, then I get this text from this man called Jason Langley. And I look him up, and he's one of the biggest directors in Australia, doing shows at the Opera House, at the Lyric, at a bunch of the major universities. And he wants to grab lunch. So I'm like, "Well, of course, let's do it." So we go over to the Opera Bar. I'm expecting it to go for an hour and a half, maybe. It goes on for 6 hours. And we form that connection. He's such a brilliant man. I can't articulate how phenomenal he's been just to work with. So he's come onto the production as a creative consultant, and has really just provided a lot of guidance, especially with casting, and been a fabulous mentor, not as just a director, but just as someone who has a wealth of experience in the industry.
Now, Jason Langley, that's a name I know. Alumni from North Home, no doubt.
Yes, he was at North Home.
A foundation student, I think.
A foundation
in my sister's
student.
Year.
Yes, with my uncle as well.
It's like a North Home family reunion in the studio, and
yes,
with these,
feel
these
a bit
people.
Out of it
just
here,
let us have a chat.
What's going
here,
on?
Jim?
Sorry, I might go now.
That's okay. That's amazing. So it's really great to hear that. People from all walks of life can succeed in the theatre and industry, and like yourself. And it's just so good to hear about that. Now, tell us all about this current show. It's called Heathers. I must say, I don't know much about it. So fill me in why I need to go and see your production of the show.
Alrighty. Well, so when I describe Heathers to people, it's Mean Girls, but much more full on. It's gritty, it's grungy, but it's so colourful and full of life, which sounds like a bit of a contradiction. But the show just brings so much. We have an absolutely phenomenal cast. They are all incredibly accomplished. We have the wonderful Michelle Lansdowne, who is the queen of independent theatre in Sydney, and a bunch of other prominent names, and a lot of all emerging artists, people who have just graduated their degrees from ED5, WAPA, NIDA, VCA, some of Australia's finest drama institutions. And we've been able to snap them up and really help propel them forward in their professional careers.
I'm excited about that. When's that on, and how can people get tickets to go to this?
Yeah, so we're on from the 5th to the 14th of August, and tickets are available through Ticketek. Or you can head over to the Mitchell Old Company website, which is mitchellold.com.au. We've already sold 1,500 tickets, and there's only 300 tickets left, so you better get in quick.
That is absolutely outstanding. As we said earlier on, we love to promote and help people make a contribution to their own lives, because indirectly you make a contribution to people's lives. You give people dreams, budding new actors and people who want to develop their skills. People like you are very important to our community, and both on behalf of Darren and myself, we wish to thank you so much for what you do and continue to do, because your dreams help other people fulfill their dreams.
Absolutely. That means a lot. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what I'm all about. It's providing these opportunities and helping people grow. And it's just so, it's so wonderful to see. And it's going to be, the rewards from this production are going to be unfathomable. So, well, so excited.
We hope that a lot of our listeners take up the opportunity and go and see the great work that you do. You know, I just remember starting 21, and for you, you're already looking at 22. What's 22 holding for you in a COVID world?
Well, that's the question. I mean, we have grand plans for next year. We've got 4 productions in the books, and then hopefully a tour as well. But it's all up to COVID at the same time.
Sure.
So assuming everything stays where it needs to, we've got 4 amazing shows lined up. Casting for those will begin soon, which we're very excited for.
You know, Darren and I are available, so I just...
of course.
Sorry, we'll talk about that after the show, but yeah.
Look, I think we'll be able to find something, I'm sure.
Okay, well, I'm good at tea and coffee, so, you know. But no, seriously, how do you select those shows for 22? Because that's pretty risky, Darren. You know, you've got to make all these assumptions on top of the COVID normality, whatever that throws at us. And particularly we'll hear stuff today from our Premier and other people, which will change, no doubt, lots of things. But to go out 18 months is huge.
It is, but unfortunately it's just incredibly necessary. Booking theatre spaces, securing casts, that's just the way of the industry. So you do have to be thinking 18 months, 2 years in ahead to have these things booked in. But the lineage of the shows that we've selected for next year, I think really, really carves us a good path into being a professional independent theatre company that provides good work for the Sydney arts community.
It's been an absolute delight to have you on our show again. You are an inspiration. Listeners, we had 4 young students here from various schools who are doing work experience because they want to develop their skills, and the board and other people want to provide that opportunity. And Mitchell was talking to them, and each of those 4 students were looking at you, trying to glean opportunity and dialogue. It was very obvious to me, the interaction that you had with them today. Mitchell, thank you so much for being with us again. We're absolutely delighted on Spotlight and 90.5. We wish you all the success, and we can't wait to get you back and tell us more about what you're doing in your journey.
Thank you so much. It was an absolute pleasure.
Thank you very much, and have a great day.
Alive 90.5.